Brody, my guy. What's up, man?
What's up, Chris? How are you tonight?
Do you prefer this move or this move? I kind of like this one.
I like this one. You can see what everything is back here. You can see what all is going on. So
awesome. So, you know, it wouldn't be a first show without technical difficulties. I couldn't get my laptop to work, so I'm streaming from my iPad, and my dogs are barking at another dog outside. So
you got to let dogs be dogs, man.
Yeah, so I'm Chris from LJ's Card Shop, and he is...
I'm Brody from LJ's Card Shop, and then Papa Bear on Twitter, if you guys are from Twitter here.
Yeah, there's a lot of people from Twitter who are going to be on, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're here to kind of introduce ourselves, say, you know, what we've been doing. We opened up a retail shop, how that's going, what LJ's is, where it's been from. If you're watching this, you probably already know. But if you're watching this later and you see the clips, maybe you're a new customer, new Instagram follower. We've got a lot of those recently. You'll find out a little bit more about us, our shop, and just us individually and kind of why we're here today.
Yep.
So I'll go ahead and start. I'm Chris. I started LJ's about 3.5 years ago. We were online only for about 5 years. Starting August 1st, we opened our retail shop, 124 Granville Street, Gahanna, Ohio. And it's been
prime spot.
Really awesome so far. Yep. If you were there like opening day weekend compared to right now, it's a whole new shop. We've evolved so much. Listen to the needs of the customers, the wants of the customers, figured out what works, what doesn't work, what's great, what's not so great. And just every day is something new, and we're just trying to get better. And I'll let Brody go ahead and introduce himself and what he's doing. And go ahead, Brody.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Brody, Papa Bear on Twitter. First saw LJ's when I bought a lot of cards on Facebook from a guy, and it had one of the cards had a little sticker from when you guys used to do breaks, I guess I'm part of it now. And I asked him all about it. He told me about you guys. Well, 2 weeks later, he tells me that his wife saw a sticker on a shop in Gahanna and wondered if you guys were opening up a shop. I did some research, and long story short, I joined June, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah. Before the grand opening, I helped out a little bit here and there when I could. And now I'm part-time because it's my second job, but I love it there. I wouldn't choose another shop just because of the amount of things that we have there. It's not just sports. It's everything. Pokemon, Marvel, Star Wars. So I love it, and I couldn't be happier, and I look forward to more.
Awesome. Glad to hear you're happy there, man. So when we opened the store, it was mainly sports cards. You come in, next time we'll have videos and stuff to show you a little roundabout. You can check out the Instagram page. There's videos of tours of inside. We have the display cases all up on the walls with vinyls underneath to tell you what's in them. A lot of space in there to rip cards. We've got jerseys, memorabilia, supplies, sealed cards, singles. Yep. Got a lot of Pokemon. We've really added a lot to that.
Yeah.
And it's just been a lot of fun. We've got vintage toys, Legos, autographed memorabilia. We've got a Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali signed photo on the wall, Chamberlain, couple of Jordans.
Here's a little something that'll show you what exactly you can get that besides cards. Hold on.
All right. Brody's gonna show us that. Then I gotta ask him what he likes to collect. Oh, what is that?
That is a figure from 1999 that I bought at the shop. Bowser, still sealed, graded card or graded toy. That's awesome. The kind of stuff that you can find there.
Besides, love to hear it, Brody.
Yeah.
So before we get into more LJ stuff, let's talk a little bit about, like, kind of introduce ourselves. I know we talked earlier because we both work today in the shop.
Yep.
I want to know what you collect, why you collect, and show off one awesome PC item real quick.
Okay. Why I collect? I used to collect when I was in high school, and then when I went to college, kind of stopped the whole journey there. And then COVID came around, and I started to try to collect vintage Pokemon with my son again. That turned into my brother wanting to collect cards, sports cards, and it it became a huge endeavor now. I collect first, I sell second. I collect everything, vintage Pokemon, Star Wars, sports, Marvel. And this is the PC item that I've chosen. Sandy Koufax rookie, SGC 1. I don't care about the SGC 1 part. It is a Sandy Koufax rookie, and that's all I really care about. I collect Sandy. Sandy's probably the biggest thing I try to collect because my grandpa was actually best friends and roommates with him at Cincinnati. So when my grandpa passed, that was a huge thing for me to try to collect, just to, you know, honor my grandpa and feel like he's still here a little bit, you know.
That's a great story, man. I don't mean to be like looking around.
No, you're good. You're good.
I'm literally looking for something to show because I was not prepared for this at all.
It's okay.
I spent the last like 10 minutes, you know, getting into the stream and getting my stuff to work. But I'm going to go with Drew Lock booklet. Okay.
Drew Lock.
I'm a Broncos fan, and I still like Drew Lock. And like, I only collect my guys on their teams. Like, I won't collect his Seattle stuff or his Giants stuff. But I'm a big fan of the booklets. Like, I've got Emmanuel Sanders, C.J. Anderson, a couple of Noah Fants, Cortland Sutton, Bradley Chubb. For whatever reason, I love the playbook.
Yeah.
Booklets.
Oh, yeah.
And I collect mainly Broncos players. Cincinnati Reds players, and I have a huge Cody Bellinger collection. So Cody Bellinger is like my non on my team's PC, I guess. I've recently gotten really into memorabilia over cards, especially Super Bowl 50 stuff. I'm a Broncos fan. I just picked up a Peyton Manning Hall of Fame issued autographed football from LJ's. I got a John Elway autographed jersey. I've got a Peyton Manning Super Bowl 50 champs authentic helmet and a Super Bowl 50 photo was signed by 11 of the players. So I collect baseball and football mainly. I don't really do Marvel. I do Pokemon a lot for my kids. I bought like 4 packs at work today to bring home for Cooper and Claire. Oh, shouldn't say their names. For my kids to rip. He opened some. I got a couple more. My daughter gets home from Taekwondo. But I do it because I enjoy it. And for me in life, it's like, why are you doing things that you don't enjoy? Like, I'm 42 years old. I'll be 43 next month.
Look great.
I'm too old to do stuff that I don't like. I was talking to a gentleman in the shop today. He came in, bought some vintage cards.
Oh, I love
that
guy.
We're just talking about life and stuff. And I'm like, I'm at that point in life, man, where if you tell me 2 + 2 = 5, I'm like, you're right. Have a good day. Like, there's no point in arguing with people or spending my energy on places it doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
So I collect because I enjoy it. I open cards because I enjoy it. I work where we do because I enjoy it. And that's it, man. And, you know, CGC, they have their slogan, and Suze, who works there, I saw her at the National last year. She gave my whole family shirts. It says, collect what you love. And that's just what it is, man. Everybody's got their own lane. Some people collect 90s basketball cards. Some people collect junk wax. Some people collect Pokemon. Some people collect inserts. Like, there's no right way. There's no wrong way. Just do whatever way is for you.
Yeah. And hopefully with these videos, we're going to learn a little bit more about our collection and see more of our collection. I think that would be really fun. And I don't think I've ever talked to you about this. Why Cody Bellinger?
Because I didn't pick Juan Soto, Ronald Acuna, or Shohei Ohtani. At the time, it was like, I'm going to pick one of these four guys, and I'm going to build a huge collection of them. And I picked Cody Bellinger. But my favorite card that I own, I was trying to hear. Cooper, hand me that stack of cards with Harry Potter on top.
Yes.
The one with Harry Potter on top.
Cards with Harry Potter on top.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you Harry Potter.
Oh, my gosh.
So, actually, I think Stefan got this for my wife.
Oh, that's sick. Is that custom or what is that?
This is a 2001 Panini Harry Potter sticker, PSA 5.
Oh, if my wife saw that, she would probably fight you for it.
I cannot believe I don't have this card sitting here. I have like 10 of them, but it's the Cody Bellinger rookie short print high fives.
Okay.
I've got like 10 PSA 10s. I got a couple of 9s, a bunch of raw. For some reason, that's just my favorite card. It just shows him crossing home plate, high five at his teammates, just called the high fives. And
yeah,
that's just kind of it, man.
Just having fun, you know?
Yeah. So what else we're supposed to talk about today is why we're kind of here and introducing ourselves. It's because Brody and I are going to start doing breaks for LJ's Card Shop. And I know there's a lot of great breakers out there. I'm not going to try to name some because we'll forget some. Then I'll forget about it and I'll feel bad because I forgot XYZ person when I only mentioned such and such. But as the shop evolves, we've got to get into more things. We've got two Pokemon people. Brody's a Pokemon person, but I say the two Pokemon streamers who do, Dylan and Jordan, who do Pokemon on Whatnot.
Yep.
And we'll be doing some sports cards on there hopefully soon, or Brody will be doing that soon as well. But we have decided that we want to start doing some sports cards breaks, and that's just kind of the next natural step for us in our, you know, evolution as a card shop.
Yeah.
So we wanted to come on, make a, you know, short video introducing ourselves. If you haven't seen us before, you can learn a little bit about us. You can see our personalities, how we interact with each other, and just know that it's going to be a quality product at a quality price, and it's going to be fun. So
yep.
That's kind of the whole purpose of us being here right now, is to kind of introduce that.
Yeah. And if you guys see this and ever want to check in about what boxes we might have or may be able to get, find us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, find us on whatever, and just send a message and be like, just ask us. Our boss, our owner, he's able to get pretty much anything. So, I mean, we can go after whatever anybody's interested in and try to get a break going for it. So that's what we kind of want to be. We want to be the people's card shop and the people's breaker, to see what the people actually want to break and break that for them.
But Brody, are you going to bring the people's elbow along with that?
If you smell,
I don't care what your name is. Well, yeah, it should be fun. It's a good time. I've enjoyed doing it before. I've done a lot of YouTube shows on my old channel before I started working at LJ's. I know, like,
this is my first.
That's his Brody's first show, and he's the one with it together over there, and I'm the one who's sitting here doing this on my iPad because I couldn't get my laptop, man, to work.
So. Yeah, you gave me the sheet of topics. I was like, okay, here's my PC card right here. I'm good to go.
He texted me at 7:30, like, bro, I'm in the studio. I'm like, bro, I'm eating Chipotle. Like, come on, man, what's really happening here?
I hope that Chipotle is sitting well with you right now.
Oh, so far it is. But so, like, just back to what we started out with before we hit our next topic. So we have a retail shop now. We were online only for a while. It's 124 Granville Street, Gahanna, Ohio, right by the airport. It's half, you know, block and a half up from Creekside. It's new. It's modern. Plenty of room inside.
Come to the card shop and then go eat at Lola and Giuseppe's. It's right there.
Yeah. Somebody did that the other day. They bought a whole box full of Pokemon cards, and then he's like, hey, I'm gonna be back, you know, while you guys ring this out, I'm gonna go eat my food over Lola Giuseppe. And then he came back and he bought his Pokemon stuff. It was kind of weird, but, you know, whatever. Different strokes for different folks, right, man?
Yes, sir.
But yeah, we've got, you know, value boxes for the ones who want to come in and dig through. We've had a lot of people who, like, run stack sales and stuff or different things come in and just spend 2 hours digging through. We had a lot of vintage set collectors as well come in.
Yeah.
And they can find the cards in our vintage section to complete their set. So, and I do want to mention that there are a lot of shops that have vintage cards, but I haven't seen them in the condition that we have them in.
Yep.
No, it's a huge deal for a vintage collector. So if you're a vintage collector, please come in, check out our vintage section, because I'm not sure you're going to find a better selection of cards in this good a condition.
Yeah. Yep. All graded too. Well, most of them graded. We have a ton of vintage graded. So it's very easy to not ruin them on your way out either. I know vintage is very fragile and hard to handle sometimes, but they're already graded, man. It's a buy it and go.
And then for the set collectors, they have, you know, right there on the box, it'll say 1968 tops, and they were in order and they should be in order. But, you know, people come into a shop, take something, they don't put it back in the exact spot. So they should be in order. So if you know you're putting together the 1969 Topps baseball set and you need card number 57, you can come right in our shop, dig right through, look for 57, see if it's there, or maybe it's been picked over already. So yeah. Another big thing too is how we've evolved as Pokemon as well. Cause I know there's a Pokemon shop right up the street from us, the Straight TCG, but it's fun. You know, we got Labubu's in today. We've got autograph Stephon Diggs helmet. We've got a bunch of Rick Nash autographs in.
Oh, we got Ohio State basketball signed. Ohio State signed basketball with Havlicek and a bunch of other players from that era. It was very, very cool.
Yeah, and the new display case we put out, it's got the autographed jerseys in it.
Yeah,
just a lot of cool stuff in our shop. If you haven't seen it before, please stop by and check it out. Ooh, I see Dylan watching now too. So I don't have my email up, Brody. What else is on the email list to talk about?
Oh, geez. Now you're putting me on the spot. Look at this right here. Let's see. Breaks to the website, blah, 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 blah.
Ooh, website.
Oh, our. Oh, go ahead.
So ljscardshop.com is the website, and it will be functioning soon. Like, we got it all together. Basically, right now, you go to it, and it's got our address and our phone number on it. But we will have product on there, and that's where we'll be selling our breaks as well. There, and just, like, live in chat, like everybody else does. Like, you know, just – I'm going to throw out one name. It's Chris from Buck City Breaks. He sells a lot of his stuff just in the chat room right there.
Love that guy.
As it is. He's actually the one who told me to get a hold of you too.
I know. So. That's why I love that guy.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's good people. He's just right across town here in the Columbus area. And so it'll be on the website, too. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun to have in-store breaks. We can have a projector that we put up on the screen.
And that's what I was just about to say.
During trade nights or even like during just hours. Hey, know what? On Saturday at 4 o'clock, we're going to be breaking XYZ products. Stop in, sign up right there and come in, stop in the shop. If you can make it, great. And if you can't, then, you know, we can send it to you.
Speaking of trade nights, when is our first Pokemon trade night there, Chris?
I believe it is the 27th. Dylan was telling me.
I believe you're correct.
Okay, so
if you have Pokemon, vintage or new, come on in, man. I'll be there to trade. I'm sure Chris will be there. Maybe.
I might be there.
Cooper said he's going to be there too.
That's Cooper's going to be there.
So that's going to be on the 27th in the Dylan right. Thanks, there. Dylan. He's an LJ's employee. He's checking out. He says 27th from 5 to 8. And the cash register is like, will be open. So it's not going to be just a trade night. If you want to peruse anything, make some purchases inside the shop, that'll be just fine too. But that's not the main focus. The main focus is the customers coming in, having a good time, enjoying themselves, and a good, solid trade night community event inside LJ's Card Shop.
Yep. So, I love it.
Perfect.
I love it. I can't wait to see how it goes and have a lot more than that. So,
who's your favorite Pokemon?
Oh, it's so hard to tell with all of the little figures I have right next to me.
The Punchy Rock. Kinds.
Why, Geodude?
No, I said, is it the Punchy Rock?
It is a Punchy Rock. Look at that. I also got the chocolate Punchy Rock. That's a Hershey's Kiss.
Is it delicious?
I'm never opening this one, ever. But yes, these are delicious.
He's not going to eat the chocolate, Cooper. What do you think about that? Mm. He said,
Well, tell Cooper I've got like 100 more upstairs. He can have one.
Cooper, he's going to bring you one, okay?
Yes!
All right, he said yes.
I'll bring the whole bag, and he can pick. So it's a mystery Pokemon.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
So I got to backtrack here, man. We're getting all over the place, but that's kind of how my brain functions. And then
I like
whatever. So we went with the PC stuff earlier, and I showed a Drew Lock. This is actually what I was looking for to show. Okay, it's a Drew Lock Jerry Judy XR 1-of-1 dual auto patch. Okay, it's from their gloves. The reason that this is for me is because my crew on Twitter, hey Corey, what's up, man? Thanks for stopping in to watch. We're just talking about our shop, introducing ourselves, and we're gonna start doing breaks for LJ. So we just wanted to come say hey and introduce ourselves. But anyways, I was asking my guys in my little Twitter chat group that I got a couple chat groups that I'm in. Like, man, this guy had it up like $350. Now, this is like peak COVID time where I had a bunch of like NBA Prism sitting at home and NFL Prism. I'm about to sell all my Prism boxes to buy this Drew Lock card. Drew Lock and Jerry Jeudy, neither of them play anymore. So then one of my guys is just, oh, just hang on a second. I'm like, what do you mean hang on a second? About 10 minutes later, my phone is just flooded with text messages like, a bunch of my friends all put money together to buy me this card. Like, I didn't even buy it. It was just racked to me. My buddy Jamie and Kevin Fee put a group together, and everybody just got their money in there and bought this card. Like, hey, just save your product. Save it, man. We got this for you. And they knew how much it meant to me. And just having friends like that.
Yeah.
Send you something of this magnitude, like, this will never leave my collection. And for me, it's the people, it's the community, it's the relationships. Like, we talk about going to the National, and it's like, hey, I could buy this, I could buy that, but like, I'm really there because I want to meet the people that I talk to on Twitter every day. I want to hang out with Kelly and Che, or I want to see Ben Engler, who lives in Washington, or Kyle Wobler, or Eloy. Like, these are all just my friends that live around the country that I talk to every day, but I see once a year at the National. Like, for me, it's the relationship building. And I think that's really important too. When you've got a shop, like, you got to build those community relationships. And especially with breaks, you want to be trusted, and people know that you're going to get what you paid for. You're not the whatnot streamer who hits a Jaden Daniels downtown, then all of a sudden the stream ends. They don't have a shop anymore. They keep your card, refund you your $40. And then they've got, you know,
a new page
2 weeks later.
You're going for the refund. Wow. I've seen some that don't even get the refund. You're being generous there.
Yeah, I'm in a good mood today. So I had Chipotle for dinner, so I'm in a good mood. Cooper had Chipotle too. Num, num, num. He said num, num, num.
What'd you have, Cooper? What was num, num, num?
What'd you have? Here, you want to come say hi? Here, say hi.
I have the kids make your own taco meal.
Kids make your own taco meal.
That's dude.
Brody. You hear me, Brody?
Brody,
come on. Come on, Cooper. Mayo. We did Brody meet, Mayo, dude. All right. Cooper, we met.
He said he met you before.
Yeah. You were at the shop, man.
You don't remember? Well, that's all right. He'll remember next time.
No chocolate for Cooper.
Well, you get... Oh, he means, oh, yeah, I remember. You were that guy. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just teasing with you, pal.
Me too, buddy. Me too.
Oh, I always get chocolate.
He said, I still want the chocolate. But all right, anyways, Dylan and Jordan will be there at trade night. I imagine Stefan will be there. Brody will be there. I'll be there. Josh is on vacation right now. And I think that's his day off, so, and he's not a Pokemon guy, but we'll have Dylan, he opened two packs. He got one holo of somebody. I'll take a picture, I'll send it to you in a minute when we're all done here. We got 7 minutes left, and I'm not sure we're gonna make it that far because we playing for 30 minutes and we're on 24.
Well, you know, you did have one last thing on the email.
Yes, Brody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I must ask. You know what? We're going to go with two questions today.
Okay.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
That is a big fat no.
But it is meat between buns.
I don't care. It's not smashed this way. It is just a piece of meat in a small bun. You can also have it with no bun. You can also have it cut up.
And how do you take your hot? A lot of people like Sheldon Cooper. He puts hot dogs in his spaghetti.
So I'm a weirdo. I will eat my hot dogs.
Sheldon Cooper does.
I will eat my hot dogs out of the bag from the refrigerator.
So do my dogs.
Oh, see? My nickname used to be Bro Dog, so.
Oh, you're totally Bro Dog now.
It kind
forever.
Of makes sense.
Can't wait till I see Bro Dog tomorrow morning. Dylan, I'm not really sure what he hit. He opened it with my neighbor. We came home. She was watching him, so we didn't have any childcare. My wife had to leave, and he opened with her. I'll look through and I'll send you a picture here when we're all done here.
Dylan, then, Dylan will like this. This is what I got for Father's Day this year, Dylan.
Oh yeah.
It is me and my kids. They made it for me for my card endeavor.
I've got one like that from Valentine's Day. It's my wife and I. It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of super salty, man. Tops went out with the custom cards they used to make. Like I've got rookie cards of my kids when they were born, and we did one every year. Then, you know, during COVID, they stopped and they never got back into it. Like, those were the coolest things.
I have two cards. I have my son's rookie card from when he first played T-ball, and he signed it. It is the worst signature I've ever seen, but I love it, and it's one of my favorite cards in my collection.
Well, mine's straight from Tops.
Thanks, Dylan. It is very sick. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
What was your answer? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, good.
It's hot dog.
Yeah, it's hot dogs and long tubed meat are
long. Okay, tell me what else is a long tube meat. I'm super interested in this now.
A bratwurst?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Or a Polish sausage?
Oh, God, they're so good. Like at the Ohio State Fair with all the fixings on it. Oh, give me that with like an elephant ear. Oh, dude, lights out, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't get you very far from the fair, though. You got to eat that at the end of the fair.
Yeah, then hopefully you can drive home quickly and don't get stuck in traffic because – you know those porta-johns there haven't been cleaned out in 2 weeks. So.
2 weeks? You're being very generous with your numbers tonight.
Well, I'm a numbers guy, so.
All right. What was your – I thought you were the social guy.
Oh, sorry. Next time I'll be the numbers guy. You're the card person.
I am the card person.
So yeah. I'm the social guy.
Yeah. But, what was your second question?
You said my second question. Yeah.
Oh, man, he forgot it, folks.
Oh, no, I'm just thinking how to phrase it properly. Oh,
okay, gotcha.
Because generally you do this with a picture. If a giraffe were to wear a tie, would it wear it up here by its chin or down here by its body? And generally we have a picture of this so you can visually see it. Because I was about to go with the pineapple on pizza thing, but I went with the giraffe. So would it wear it like tie or like top? Which one?
I think it's up here.
See, I think it's down here. You got like a little briefcase and stuff because it's like, I don't wear a tie up here. I wear it here. So I think it's like where the neck touches the body, not where the neck attaches to the head.
Well, but think about when you adjust your tie, you always go like this because it's right. It's right up here, man. It's right. A giraffe doesn't have a here.
No.
So it's got to be here. It can't be its chest. Like that is the chest of
a giraffe. Okay.
Yeah.
So Brody, what's the point of me and you going back and forth talking about nonsense right now? Do you have any idea why I chose to go this route this evening?
To see if we have good banter.
We already knew that, but it was more or less to get the viewers to see our personalities because I think a lot of times when you're getting into breaks, we all know that you got to go with a trusted source, a trusted company, a trusted brand. I believe LJ's already has that.
Yeah.
Next thing you go in for is the personality. Can you sit here and listen to me and you talk and go back and forth for 2 hours while we're opening baseball cards?
Yeah.
Does someone are they relatable? Are they fun? Is it boring? Is it, oh, cool, Drew Lock. I got this trainer. Oh, this guy sucks. I can't remember his name. He's a Pokemon. I see Geodude. This is falafel. I can't pronounce this guy's name. He plays for the Oakland Athletics. Oakland's in Las Vegas now.
Did you say there was a Pokemon named Falafel?
Yeah. I was trying to be funny, like, you know, make up a name. Like, if you're doing stuff, you should at least be knowledgeable about what you do. And I feel like people know that we're knowledgeable. We're a respected company. And now they can see the personalities and get to know who they're going to be dealing with more. That's kind of why I chose, like, you know, we were going for half an hour. We're right about that point. Just a little silly show, introduce ourselves, talk about our collections, our shop, what we're going to do, what we want to do, where the short-term future is for this breaking and breaks adventure you and I are going to go on together. And there'll be other people. Josh will get involved.
Yeah.
Dylan and Jordan and
I don't know if I want Dylan in our breaks. Sorry, I don't. No, I'm just kidding. No. Yes, Corey, it is going to be very exciting. Thank you, man. I if you're up for it, I would love to do these stupid little videos without breaks, man. I would love to see more of your PC. I'm sure you'd like to see more of mine. All that stuff back there.
Dylon. Yeah, Dylon. Sorry. Yeah, absolutely, man. We can discuss, you know, weekly, bi-weekly, something like that. I mean, I used to do this four nights a week for an hour.
I mean, I love
this. I worked at LJ, so.
There's so much drama and things that I could talk about for cards and
yeah, we haven't
the
even
good and the bad. I mean,
because we didn't even talk about like, okay, what happens, you know, what happened on Sunday? JJ McCarthy cards, they just got cleaned out because you did awesome. Jane Daniels still sitting there. Well, some lady walked in with two Bo Nix autos that I just could not buy today, but I really wanted to. You know, the card market, when it goes up, when it goes down, talk about the collector wrapped. I mean, there's a million things that we could talk about, so we'll have plenty of topics. It'll be great.
Oh, we're over 30. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I got like one more minute and I got to go. So we'll wrap it up. I'm Chris, the social guy. That's Brody, the card person. And we are from LJ's Card Shop. And, you know, just the plug again, 124 Granville Street, Gahanna, Ohio. Come see us.
43230.
Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 6:30. Saturdays, 12 to 5. Closed on Sundays. Brody, you got any parting words?
No.
I'm going to pull the old Jerry Springer and then sign off. Be good to yourselves
and each other.
If you're watching now, thank you for watching. If you're watching on replay, you probably turned us off like a half an hour ago. So
probably
been educational. Thanks for watching. We'll see you guys. Say bye,
Cooper. Hey, guys. Thank you.
Cooper, say bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, see ya.
Bye. Bye.